Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and this is our first show for Spiritual Sunday for the new year, 2013. We do have a special guest this evening that will be joining us at 8 p.m., minister and author Lisa Dixon. So in the meantime, we're going to go to a song, and then we're going to start taking our callers.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, and I just want to start off by saying that I thank God for everything that he's done for me and will continue to do for me. I have been blessed you know, and I'm sure I will continue to do less as long as I do everything that I'm supposed to do. I'm just asking that everyone is patient with me this evening because I am feeling under the weather. But on that note, we are going to go to our first caller this evening. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha Stevens.
Hi, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's good. Would you like to say what you're thankful for or give your testimony this evening?
Well, I do have a testimony. It's not long, but I have a testimony. I thank God that I'm alive because on Thursday I was at the library and my stomach started hurting and I fell. But I didn't know why I fell. I just fell because my stomach or whatever. Well, I got back up and I blew it off because I thought it was going to be better. Well, I came back home and there was four other people in my house. It was my brother and his three friends. We were in the kitchen. And I was supposed to cook something. And when I put the pan on the stove, I fell down and I passed out. And what happened was when I woke up, I said, somebody called the ambulance. I can't breathe. Somebody called the ambulance. I can't breathe. I was not responding to nobody. That's the only thing I was saying. Call the ambulance. I can't breathe. Well, when the ambulance came, there was nothing wrong with me. That's what they said. And
okay.
I'm like, how is there nothing wrong with me and I can't breathe? And I'm not telling them that I can't breathe, but they're not paying attention to what I'm saying. I said, I can't breathe. Why can I not breathe then? And they kept on saying, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm sorry, we can't take you to the hospital. I said, oh, my gosh. Like, and then somebody told me, they said, if Martha dies, we all in trouble. I said, no, y'all not. Y'all have Jesus, don't y'all? And then they got in a fight. And I said, oh, God. You have your way. And then all of a sudden, I just started breathing again. And that morning, that next morning, God said it was a spiritual attack to see what you was going to do. I said, oh, my gosh,
wow.
That's amazing. So I just thank God for life.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I don't understand why they wouldn't take you to the hospital. You know, that right there, you know, they probably, you know, figured, okay, well, you know, technically, I know in my history of my work, if you're able to talk, they say, okay, well, you can breathe. You know, you're not having a problem, you know, breathing. And once they would have checked your vitals, they would have been able to see, you know, how your vitals were, if your blood pressure was high, if your pulse was up high, you know, too high. But I don't understand why they didn't take you, you know, but if it was,
because my,
you know,
vital signs was good.
All, yeah,
of them,
well,
were good.
Yeah, well, you know, people don't pass out for nothing, you know.
I mean, they don't pass out for nothing now.
You know, they don't. Usually people don't pass out for nothing. Usually there's a reason, you know, for it, you know, especially if someone's going to pass out, you know. And you said you first started having the pains in your stomach initially, right?
Right. It hurt to my stomach all the way up on the top of my head. So it was like I was paralyzed. Not able to move my hands for like 3 hours.
Wow.
And then I kept on praying, and somebody called me, and I told my brother to answer the phone and tell them I can't talk right now. I can't move my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like my hands just glued to the bed. They put me in the bed. They said it was like I couldn't move for over 3 hours. So I don't know what happened.
Well, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace, I mean, we thank God that you're okay, you know, and you're able to talk about it today. We're going to bring on another caller, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Arthur L. Weathers, please.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
A little under the weather today, but I'm doing pretty good. Otherwise, you know, I'm okay. We have Martha on the line this evening as well, and she just gave her testimony. I'm not sure if you heard it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Would you like to give her some words of encouragement on it?
Well, I was listening to what was being said, and I agree with you that any time that somebody passes out, there's a reason. And
that's right.
From listening to what I heard, and I know you probably, you know, you can attest to this as well, Lavina, that sounds like anxiety to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be careful about that. Those things that will cause us to go into anxiety attacks, they can take you out of here.
That's right. That's right.
They can literally take you out of here.
What is
and
anxiety?
There will be no sign.
And people don't pass out, you know, for no reason.
No, they
you
don't.
You know, that's something, you know, that they do not do whatsoever.
Right.
That's
well, anxiety is about being anxious about things and worrying. When you haven't put a lot on your mind and you repress a lot of things, it'll put you in an anxious type of a state. And it most certainly will impact your breathing. That's the number one thing that it does.
Right, and also what it does is the definition is like, you know, panic. Like when you panic about something, it could be like a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, and you're panicking, you're overwhelmed, you know, you're not sure exactly what to do. It could be something that could be worrying you at the same time. It's more like a your psychological state of
mm-hmm.
mind, you know, where, you know, something somatic, emotional, you know, something like that. Where, you know, a lot of people, you know, do have, you know, anxiety attacks, you know, where your vital signs could be fine. You know, it's more like it's a mental state, you know, to me. You know, it's like brain overload.
Yeah.
Is what I like to think of it as. You know, but Minister Arthur, would you like to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Oh, absolutely. I'm grateful and thankful for all things, and particularly God allowed us to be able to see another day. And today has been a great day in ministry. I thank God, although I said he allowed us to see another day, I never closed my eyes from the previous day because the Lord had me up. And it was a blessing that that I had to be up, because sometimes when God does that, he just lets you know. You know, that there's always something that needs to be done, and you have to be ready and in tune. And
mm-hmm.
as it so happened, I have not been on Facebook as much as I have been in the past, but I happened to be on there this time, and I saw several things that people were that a couple posts that were made, and I commented on them as I normally would, and apparently I spoke to something that was really troubling with somebody, and then we got into a slight little dialogue, and I was able to encourage them. And then another person I've seen them before, and they were concerned about employment and things of that nature. And I tried to tell them before that I had possibly an avenue that they could utilize, but this time I got their attention. And thanking God that, you know, I'm all about encouraging folks to do, to become all that they can, and letting them know that you don't have to get down things just because things look the way they look. Does not mean that that's the end of it all for you.
Exactly.
Because things have a way of looking a certain way, but that's not a reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we can make things. I mean, things have a way to seeming to be more devastating or desolate than what they really are. And I don't believe in focusing in on things like that, and I believe that you can always accentuate positive, and when you do that, you can overcome that what appears to be. And you don't
right.
allow something to, because it appears to be overwhelming, to overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have that kind of power here in Christ.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible says that we're overcomers because he overcame.
Right.
And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind.
Well, you know, you are very, you know, you're one of the people that, you know, I call up in a minute. You know, I'm going through something, you know, I need to talk, you know, and you're right there. So you definitely inspire me. And just, you know, to be able to, you know, have a connection with you where I'm able to call you or, you know, send you a message and just let you know what's going on, you know, that means a lot to me that you're there. You know, you're one of those people that's always there. And,
well,
you know, you're always to the point, and you'll just make sure that, you know, you encourage, you know, and I thank God for you.
Well, I just praise God because, again, it's not any great thing that I do. That's what he's put in me to do. And I believe in this. If you tell someone that you're available to help, then you need to be available when you say you're available to help.
Right.
Amen. And I'm very serious about that. And so, I know what God He has in place for all of us to do. There's a work for each and every one of us to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to do what he has me to do. and ensure that I, you know, it's all about representation for me. I'm a representative of Christ, and I know how to represent.
That's right. That you truly do. And, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, out there that don't do, you know, what you do, you know, and, you know, it's a great connection where you don't want to lose that connection. You always want to make sure that you, you know, you stay with that connection at all times. And, you know, you inspire me and I'm sure many other people, you know, as well. So, you know, just continue to do the right thing and, you know, just walk straight and, you know, walk with faith right to God. You know, that's the best thing to do. We're going to go to a song and then we're going to come back on, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so let me go to another caller.
Yes.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hello, this is T.
Hey, T.
Hey, Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Minister Weathersea.
Hey, how you doing, T? I ain't gonna say nothing about it. I know why you laughing, but I'm not gonna say nothing about it.
All I can say is I'm blessed. I want to say after Friday's show, it just gave me a whole different outlook on life, period. And, I mean, I just been, like, smiling ever since Friday. You know, just so thankful that I was able to even bring it out, you know. And like you said, Lavina, started the process of my healing.
Right.
It was just, I don't know, it was like a burden was lifted up off me. You know, and I'm just thankful for, you know, seeing another year. And as my song goes, which is my testimony, it could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God that he saved me, you know, and I'm where I am today. Because, you know, I could have been gone. Like he said, I could have been the one locked up in jail with no bail. You know, I could have been the one strung out there on crack cocaine, which
mm-hmm.
I was for a minute.
Okay.
You know, I could have been on my deathbed. It's the whole song is related to me. You know, but I thank God that he saved me and it wasn't me.
Right.
You know, so I just, not a lot I can say. I'm just thankful. I mean, you know, for another day, for life, period. My family, you know, my GQ family, Minister Weathersby.
What's up with that? Listen, we gotta make this clear here with folks. This ain't no Minister Arthur Weathersby love fest, all right? We gotta make sure we're very clear about this. So folks will get the wrong impression. This ain't no Dons and Divas show. It's still September.
Minister Weathersby, Minister
yes.
Weathersby.
Yes.
How was your day today?
It was blessed. It was really blessed. I told you I enjoyed a great time in the Lord today. I thank
We're
God
not.
For that. You know, and I thank God for your testimony, sis. That's a very powerful thing that happened on Friday. And
yes.
You know what? I'm telling people this is what is necessary, that we have to learn how to release things within us, because it will hinder you. It will hinder you in your relationship with Christ. It will hinder you in being all that you can be for yourself, not just
mm-hmm.
only in Christ, but for yourself. So
and it's been haunting me
important.
For, you know, what, like I said, I was like 10, you know, and it's been haunting me for 40-plus years, you know.
Yeah, of course, I have to ask, you know, because you know Spiritual Sunday is different than
oh,
the
okay.
Friday
okay.
show. So would you like to elaborate for the listeners who are listening?
Sure.
It seems like we're kind of having a conversation about the Friday show,
I know, and
not
and
everybody
knows
what
we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
So I mean,
if
you feel
the,
you know comfortable enough, you know you can elaborate on it.
Okay. For the ones that is listening, I'm speaking on where when I was 10 years old, I was molested by two of my uncles, and when I did tell. I got a beating for it, you know, and I was scared to say anything else, but I did call my father. My father took me away from the situation, you know, but I never opened up about it anymore. Maybe a month ago or less, I spoke with my oldest brother about it, but to just release it, you know, like I did Friday, I couldn't. I never could, you know, because I didn't know what somebody else was going to think of me, you know, or the shame. I mean, you know, and the things that I've been through in life, period, the drugs, the molestation, I've been through it all. But like I said, I thank God. That's why I love that song so much. It could have been me, you know. But I just thank God that I am where I am today. And, you know, like I said, those two uncles, may they rest in peace. You know, I still say, and, you know, I may be wrong again, but I could never forgive them. I could never forgive them for what they did to me. You know, because I was violated.
Right.
As a young girl, I was violated. And then for me to get a beating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about Friday, everyone.
And the topic on Friday was the power of forgiveness, where Elijah asked the GQ general question, the power of forgiveness. And we all came on and we spoke, you know, on the Friday show. And then at 8:15, our special guest tonight, Minister and author Lisa Dixon, also has a book called Free. And on that segment, that's where.
Amen.
Amen. Hello.
Hello. Davina. Did we lose her?
Maybe for a minute. She may be having technical difficulties again.
That's what I believe.
Yeah. But she'll be back.
I know she'll be back.
But,
yes,
I mean,
I'm back. The devil is busy.
Okay,
I'm back.
Back.
I am back. The devil is definitely busy tonight.
Yes,
but
he is.
He's a lie. He's
yes,
a lie.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And that never happens. That hasn't happened, you know, to me.
Know.
It's the Sunday show. It happened tonight. So,
But we go
no
on.
No weapon form.
Yes,
against
that's right.
Your prosper.
That's right. That's right. But pretty much I was saying the 8:15 segment is where everyone opened up and T opened up and explained what had happened to her and how she was unable to forgive the person, the people that had did that to her. So that's what we're talking about at this point. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a song real fast, which is something a little different, but it's someone else's testimony. So I hope that everyone is able to enjoy it as well. We're going to go to the song, and then we're going to come back on the air.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Ha! 6-2-7 music. Yeah. It's Jordan Lewis. Ha! It's Jordan Lewis. Ha! We're going to do it like this right here. Y'all get up and dance with me now.
I love you.
Lord now, don't stop. Here we go, what we ride, what we ride, ride. Come on and praise the Lord now, don't stop. Here we go, what we ride, what we ride, ride. Woo. Jordan Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6, 2, 7.
Okay, welcome back to GT Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on another caller.
Sure.
Welcome to GT Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
I'm on the air.
Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning, good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Good evening. I don't know what time it is. Grace and mercy.
Yeah. How's everybody doing?
Doing all right, sir.
Doing all right.
How you doing?
First, I'm okay, and I want to thank everybody for pulling me through everything I have been through. You know, now it comes down to the fact of. You know, I was a real good athlete. I'm talking about athlete. I mean, playing baseball, basketball. I think I'm the one who actually gave Jordan his spring.
Right.
You know, I think
transferred it over to him. Is that what you did? Transferred it over to him.
I had to, because the way I was to fly on the course, run up and down the course and everything, play sports. So
you trying to tell me that Michael owes you some money?
That's what it sounds like, right?
Well, this is, I don't know if you know, but Nate Archibald is actually my cousin, and I saw him as well.
Oh, okay, I know Nate.
Okay, yeah, that's my cousin, I saw him as well. But my thing is,
I understand, Rich. Watch this, Rich. There's a story in the Bible. this guy tried to do something in the name of somebody else, and this is what the devil told him. He says, you know, Paul, I know. Abraham, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you?
Now, I know me.
But Rick Archibald, who are you, bro? You tried Nate Rowe, and I ain't never heard of you. I just say, my brother, you know I love you. You know I love you. You know I love you. I'm trying to lift your spirits up, bro.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Who knows what to go with?
I've been, you know, now, now I have these diabetes things going on. Now, I'm trying to figure out how could somebody be so athletic, you know, and to let things come to that point. You know, they say, you know, everything is with God, you understand? Mm-hmm. So how could somebody so healthy get to that point to where they so, I mean, it comes to the point where I'm just so tired, I don't even want to do nothing no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That ain't got nothing to do with athleticism. That doesn't have anything to do with athleticism.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. So that was just a rhetorical question.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. You know the answer to it.
Yeah.
You know the answer to it. You just throwing it out there.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like at some point when you be so nice to people, they take that as a weakness.
Right.
You understand? And then when you get upset at people, you're the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with a situation like that?
Well, you know, Rich, what I tell you is first off, folks that are going to get upset with you, they're going to get upset no matter what. So, therefore, let them be upset. I don't care about somebody being upset with me. The problem that they got is that they don't like where I'm at. Now, not that I'm all that in a bag of chips, but I know that God has me in a special position. And they don't like that. They don't like to see that. That's the work of the enemy anyway. He don't want to see you where God has you. So what he'll try to do is to get you to come down to where he's at. I refuse, bro. They can't bring me down. If God got me up, I'm not coming down where you at. I don't care what you throw at me. I don't care how you say it. I don't care how you present that thing. As long as you don't put no hands on me, that's another story. but you're not bringing me down there. You're not gonna bring me down there. That's how you combat that. That's how you combat them. And you know, the other thing is that I don't know that it's tough when you're trying to do the right thing and then people are not reciprocating in time. What I would tell you is don't let that stop you from doing what you know is right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me ask you something. I was speaking to somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they was actually on my show, and they told me, how can you believe in God? How can you believe in someone or somebody you don't even see?
Wow.
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of the relationship with Jesus Christ, because the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. I don't need to see him to believe him. What I need to do is to look back over my life and look at things that have happened and occurred in my life where I know that there ain't no plausible reason for me to even be here today. And we all probably got that testimony. I know you got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it had not been for God, none of us would be here. That's why I believe, because I got personal experiences. When you allow yourself to cultivate a relationship with the Lord and it gets intimate, then it goes beyond what the natural mind and the way the human mind thinks. The human mind is about, I got to touch it, I got to feel it before I actually believe it. But that's not faith. That's not faith. That's just the way our natural human mind is. We're talking about something that transcends that. We're looking at where my situation is, what I've done, what has happened to me over my life. And when you sit down there and just look at that thing and examine it, you realize that somebody was there on your side keeping you even from the worst of worst. Even if something did bad happen to you, it did not go to the extreme that it could have, because we all know somebody that might have been in a similar situation to us. They're not here. I overdosed on drugs several times.
So
maybe
that's just somebody. That's maybe like somebody who don't believe in God, so they feel like, because their religion was like a Muslim, 5%. I'm going to let you know. That's what it was about.
Yeah.
And they were trying to tell me, because they came to me at the end of the Friday show, and they was like, oh, I heard you say I want to thank the man above. There is no man above. I'm like, excuse me?
Wow.
Like, what are you talking about? But that was what they had told me. And I guess because of religion, you understand?
Well, I don't even know if that's a Muslim belief. I think they believe there's a God. They just don't believe in Jesus Christ as being God.
Well, 5%. Let me put it like that. 5%. That's what they call it.
Okay. Well, I don't bash people in their beliefs, but I tell you one thing. I'm like what Pastor Smokey Norfolk says in song. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And the song also says this. Even when you don't understand, just accept my plan.
Right.
And trust my plan.
Amen.
And when you've got that kind of a relationship with God, and you realize that when you put your total trust in him, he's orchestrating things out for you. Even when things go bad, they're working towards your good. Then you know what? You're operating on some serious power, because there ain't nothing that somebody can throw at you that's going to get you off course. Because God has proven himself. He proves himself over and over to us when we put our trust in him. It's all about a relationship. And for those that don't understand, the Bible speaks this. The carnal mind does not understand spiritual things. So if you try to talk spiritual with somebody that's carnal, it's like talking to a fool.
Right. It's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's like talking to a fool. You're wasting your time.
Right. And that's pretty much what it ended up being, a whole conversation where it was, a couple of callers, and a couple of guests that was pretty much having a really deep conversation where you had some of the callers that was pretty much like, okay, well, you can't really, I think one of the things that was said was that, when you're a child and you have your parents and you get into trouble and you're in jail and the mother says, okay, well, I can't come because if I come, I'm going to lose my job, you know.
And I know one of my arguments with it was, okay, in the population that I work with, a lot of people always say that, but you knew that you had a problem child, you know, way before your child got into trouble and in jail. You knew it was
That's
something
right.
that was coming up, so therefore it's our duty as parents to make sure that, you know, we're able to, you know, still do our work when it comes down to our kids. You know, these are our kids, and you can't get mad when someone else steps in and they try to take care of your child or discipline your child if you're not there.
That's right.
You know, you can't get mad. You know, you can't blame it on the white man, so to speak, because you say, okay, well, the white man did this. No, the white man didn't do it. You weren't there. So therefore,
right.
you left your, you know, you left your children in someone else's hands. So how can you sit back and say something about it now?
That was one of my concerns. And that's sad. That just points to the fact that a lot of people are not willing to be accountable and responsible for whatever they need to be accountable and responsible for. I'm willing to blame any and everybody for my situation because it's easy and convenient for me to do so.
Right.
And you know, that's consistent with the Bible. You know, that's what happened the very first time that man got confronted with an issue, Adam. When God asked him, why are you, wait a minute, who told you was naked? And what did Adam say? That woman you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
He blamed God.
Mm-hmm.
And then when God went to Eve, the serpent beguiled me. She blamed the serpent.
Mm-hmm.
So we that's what we do. When we don't want to be accountable and responsible, it's easy to come up and blame somebody or
that's
something.
Right.
And unfortunately, in the African-American community, we done got bamboozled into always thinking that everything is the man. You know what? The man has elevated himself to a level of shrewdness that goes beyond just putting you in chains and having you out in the cotton field picking cotton. Now he got a thing called mental slavery on you. He ain't even got to put you in chains. You putting chains on your own self.
That's right.
We enslave our own selves by falling into these nonsensical things about this person did that to me, that's why I'm this way. And this, no, they're not. You allow things to happen. Just like the devil don't have the kind of power that people give him, we allow him to do what he does. And so do we allow things to happen with us when people perpetrate whatever against you. If you allow it to happen, it's going to happen.
That's right. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song. We do have a couple more callers to bring on the
sure.
air. We're going to go to a song. After the song, we'll bring the callers on, okay?
Okay, very good.
Alright, amen.
Never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out. If you don't see what he sees, you can't tell what you throw me. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. Hand her his heart. Be unveiling his star.
Thank you.
welcome back to DC Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to go to a couple callers. Minister Arthur, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Welcome to GQ Palace. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Evangelist Paul.
Welcome to GQ Palace. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
That's great. That's great. Would you like to give testimony or say what you're thankful for this evening?
Life. Period.
Life in itself. That's right. Amen.
That's right. I've been listening to your guys' conversation with a brother in Christ. And all I can say is that I don't know which one is which, but all I've been saying is that that man speaking well, words of truth. You can't talk to people that they're not in the spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, because they're naturally discerned, they're spiritually discerned. They're zombies. We're walking among zombies, really. You know, and it takes. This is what it takes. This is what all goes boiled down to. It's in my heart. This is what this generation's backwards. All it takes down is, as a matter of fact, is that love and acceptance. Period.
Right.
All you gotta do is when people don't believe in the God that you believe in, bro, you don't have to preach it. Your life preaches it. Your lifestyle, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you have compassionate and love for people.
Amen.
Preaches itself. I mean,
right.
People will know. Jesus said in His Word, the people will know if you, that you are my disciples if you love one another. I mean, a lot of people sit here and argue about sermons and you know who's the greater God and whatnot. And Titus chapter 3 admonishes us in the Lord not to dispute about arguments about the scriptures, because it only gets into deeper arguments and it doesn't profit nothing. It just quarrels. So when the greater witness is just to accept them as they are, whether they have a religion, whatever. I love religious people. I just accept them, love them, and I invite them wherever I go at, they will know you're a Christian. They'll know who you serve, because I guarantee you, they're gonna come up to you and ask you about Jesus, whether they're Muslim, they're Catholic, they're Jehovah's Witness, they're whatever they were, wherever they are. They're just religionists, man. They what's that called? They're held in bondage by their own rituals. That's what a religion is.
Okay.
I mean, that's what a religion is, really. It's a man-made practice, really. Man-made laws. What you see with a relationship with Jesus, He sets you free, man. I'm a Mexicano. I'm from León, Guanajuato, Mexico. I speak both languages, Spanglish and English. And there's a lot of things you can't refute what God says in His Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Period. Exodus 3:14. When God spoke to Moses, I am the great I am. Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, Emmanuel, Yeshua HaMashiach. You just can't refute the evidence. It's not a myth. That word is divine. And it speaks to you. God says that He speaks to you through His word when you read it.
Yeah.
When you pray, you speak to God. It's a two-way conversation. It's kind of like what we're having right now.
Amen.
How can I get to know you if you don't know me, if we don't speak on the phone on a 24-hour basis?
That's right.
And that's exactly how it is with God. That's what it's called, a relationship, man. So see, check this out. When you worship, it's just kind of like it's kind of like, see, bro, I'm gonna put an example. It's kind of like I haven't seen my mom. I'm putting an example like this, but I have my mom right here on the spot. if I hadn't seen my mom for like 7 years and I go back to Mexico. That's kind of like what church means to me. It's a passion, man. I go see my Lord.
Mm.
And I thought, oh, man, I go see my Lord. You know what I mean? Because my Lord is going to admonish me, discipline me. He's going to show me. He's going to make me grow in the Lord. And on top of that, I get to see all the sheep. I get to see all different kinds of sheep, whether they need a word of encouragement, prayer. They need they need some love. They need some acceptance. They need a job, man. They need something. All people in this world needs to be loved and accepted, and that's what this this generation is like. So, you just show up, shine your light, love people regardless. That's it.
Amen. Amen.
That's it. That's what the whole Bible is all about. L-O-V-E, as Romans 10, Romans 12 or 13, I believe in Romans 13, and say that's the great the golden law. Is to what? It's love, period. That's the whole message. First, God in His Word, God the Father, and said in Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, Jesus broke it down in Mark 12, 33, 34, says, what's the greatest commandment, Lord? Check this out. The greatest commandment is, thou shalt love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and the second one's just like it. Thou shalt love your brother as your sister as yourself. The first one fulfills the first five commandments, and which is to love God, not have idols, not use God's name in vain, to honor the Sabbath day, and to honor your father and your mother. And then that involves God with loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. The second one just like it. It says love your brothers as yourself. If you love your brother, you will not steal. You will not kill. You will not commit adultery. You will not try to take his wife. You will not lie or spread false testimony. And you will not covet.
Amen.
Amen.
And then he goes greater, deeper. The Apostle Paul in Romans goes deeper. He says, check this out. If you want to fulfill the law, man, really, it's love. It's love people.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in his word in John 16:17, it says, just, you know what I mean? They will know you, man. They will know that you're one of mine if you just have love for the brethren. And of course, they will persecute you. The enemy's always really mad, and you know, he's going to throw garbage at you, but he ain't nothing. You're not the tail, man. You are the head. He's the tail. Smash him on the ground. This kind of what This is kind of what I tell my kids. Check this out, kids. I don't have kids. I'm a single man. But this is what I tell the youth kids. Check this out, man. The devil reminds you of your present tense.
Hmm.
He tells you you ain't worth it. You ain't nothing. You're never going to amount to nothing. You can't be perfect. Check this out. Look at your state. You're sinning towards God. What are you doing? Get away from that. Go back to your old hood. Go back to your old ways. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I mean, but he is a liar. I remind him, I tell my kids, I remind him what's in the true word. You know what? Check this out, fool. You lost. The war's over. It's just a matter of time, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It is finished. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
There's no condemnation in Jesus Christ. I am free from the law of sin and death. I am a son of the Most High God. Check this out, man. I got power. You think you got some guns? I got greater guns. I got guns of mass destruction. You can call me a terrorist, man.
All right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But check this out. Check this out, man. You gotta identify who you are in Christ in order to stand up bold and like a lion. He says, my God is not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. Okay, well, check it out. We have the keys to this nation. We have been given the keys and the tools, and it's right here in the Bible. That's why it's called basic instructions before leaving earth.
Amen.
It's basic,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
Evangelist
Paul, just stay on the line. I'm just going to bring on a couple more callers, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, because we do have our special guest has called in, so we're going to bring her on and then bring on a couple more callers as well.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Hello, yes. This is Minister Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Amen. Delayed reaction.
And this is our special guest for this evening. Would you like to tell the listeners your testimony a little bit or what you're thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for Divine Connection. This is 2013, and every year, you know, the saints always try to make up a rhyme, or they always, you know, make all these resolutions. But I'm thankful that 2 months ago that God spoke to me and told me that I was about to walk into a season of divine connection. And today I can honestly say that I have been divinely connected to some awesome kingdom-minded people, and I'm truly thankful for that.
Amen. Amen.
Today,
amen.
And that may not seem like much to people, but I'm telling you, to be saved and to be a minister and to be in leadership and to be in a church for so long and dealing with church folks, you know, the Pharisees and all that, you know, did I say Pharisees all out? But anyway.
yes, you did.
you know, I've been dealing with so many for so long, but this is kingdom, you know, all around the world. You know, I'm telling everybody
Amen.
I know about this number. You know, y'all need to call in, and I'm telling
That's
them,
right.
I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm telling them, if you ain't kingdom minded, lose the number. You know, you know, this number.
Come on
number
now.
I'm for real. This
Absolutely.
Number for kingdom minded people.
That's right.
And so I'm really thankful for that. God is opening up doors for me to go speak, you know. And if I can say anything to anybody on this line, the Bible says that God will give sore feet to the sore. And you know, I go out and I speak. I do a lot, even though I'm an author and I am selling my book, but I donate a lot. And even though I'm a preacher and a motivational speaker, I volunteer time a lot to go speak to people. You know, to people, kids. I get in the trenches with it because you know it ain't about money. Money will follow ministry. People hear me. Money follows ministry. So stop
right.
following the money.
That's right.
Amen.
But the
That's
Bible
right.
says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all His righteousness." And in 2013, I'm hungry. I'm chasing God down with everything I got because I'm gonna take care of His business because I know He's gonna take care of mine. You understand what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
And so,
Amen.
Every chance I get, I give my testimony. Every chance I get, I encourage people. Every chance I get,
mm-hmm.
I try to help somebody. You know, I'm trying to. I'm just thankful that I'm able to be a sower. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What we're going to do is we're going to bring on another caller. I'm hearing an echo somehow, but we're going to get that fixed real fast.
Amen.
But we are going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
I'm in this Evangelist Paul, man.
Oh, Evangelist Paul, we know you're there.
Oh, yeah. Well, check it out.
Hold on, Evangelist Paul. Prophet Walker, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sweetheart. I'm here. God bless.
God bless. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm in my 8th week of recovery, and I just want to let people know I've been... God is sending me to different church houses and just left an assignment last year, but in order to leave there, I had to be put in the hospital for 7 days. But before I went in the hospital, I lay prostrate on the floor before God, and it got to the point where I couldn't lay down. There was something in my stomach. So my dad, Apostle Parker, whom I live with, told me to go to the doctor. So I went, and they thought it was a fibroid tumor, and I'm not saying, I'm like, oh, okay, you guys just take it out. But I went from one doctor to the gynecologist. From there, he told me that I had to go have ultrasounds, upper and lower abdominal. Now, when I had the upper abdominal, the attendants that were there doing the ultrasound were just amazed at how beautiful my anatomy was. And the Holy Spirit said, they see me, Sabrina, because I didn't have any water in my body, which it takes water for you to drink plenty of it for them to be able to see your organs. So they did the lower abdominal, and they didn't say anything. So I knew something was wrong, but, you know, I'm a child of God, and I trust him, and my life was in front of me. And I went home that night, and I couldn't lay down, so I got on my knees, and God told me, he said, my child, you're healed. You have no cancer. I'm like, huh? He says, you have no cancer. He said, give your testimony in Richmond where you're going tomorrow. I wrestled with that word all night, but I gave it, and I stood strong on God's word that I had to go have surgery, and I didn't know to the extent. They didn't tell me what was going on. All I knew is God said I didn't have any cancer. This was 2 weeks before I seen the oncologist, and I didn't even know what type of doctor that was. And Dr. Deadman, she was a really good surgeon, and she's the one who told me that I had a mass on both of my ovaries that metastasized throughout my stomach, plus I had a tumor bigger than a grapefruit, and she would have to do surgery. But then she had to do some scraping of my inside of my uterus and to see if it was cancerous. So I went in the hospital October the 30th of last year for a five-hour surgery, and before they drug me up, she let me know that if I come out of surgery and I had something coming out of my left chest and my thigh, that was for chemo because they were going to test everything, the samples or the biopsy, while I was still in surgery. So they put me under, but before I was put under, I asked her about the test that was taken of service. She said, oh, you're cancer-free right there. I'm laying in the bed, and I had to throw my hand up, and I said, thank you, God, because amen. I still stood on his word, and I didn't worry not one bit. I fight spirits every day. I bind them and send them where they need to go. I nip it in the bud real quick and keep my peace in my life. And I went into surgery, and I came out, and when I woke up, I was in ICU, and I sat straight up in the bed, and I was talking to my dad, and he didn't say anything. Nobody mentioned nothing. I'm feeling on my body, but there was nothing in my left shoulder, but there was something on my thigh. And I asked the nurse, I said, what is this? She said, oh, we just had to take your catheter down. I said, oh, okay, then I'm fine. Still didn't get the word from my doctor. So I was pretty drugged up and pretty out of it. And the next morning, my dad came into my bedroom at the hospital when they moved me onto the next floor. He told me, he said, I've never seen a doctor praise God like your doctor did. He said she came out jumping up and down, had tears in her eyes saying, your daughter, she's cancer-free. There was no cancer. They had to remove so much of the fat tissue in my stomach because of the mass that had metastasized throughout my stomach. And then for them to tell me that I was stage 4 ovarian cancer. And, you know, I'm supposed to be a woman in her grave dead, but the love of God, he touched me and took the disease and just left everything benign. So I had a radical hysterectomy, but I had a setback the next day because my bowels were coming up through my throat and they had to run a tube in my nose. And I remembered very quickly that night that I spent in ICU, I screamed to the top of my voice, hollering because my left hand was on fire. And the Holy Spirit said, your hands are healing hands. So I laid my left hand on my stomach, and I decreed and declared my healing. And the next morning, they took the tube out of my nose that was down in my stomach and told me I was all right. But this is what I'm here to tell everybody. If you stand on God's word, when you give your life to God, your life doesn't belong to you anymore. When you surrender totally in every area, even your finances, your life doesn't belong to you anymore. You're allowing God to be your father, to direct you in your life, to tell you some things. I live behind the veil. I'm a chosen remnant. I'm a part of the chosen remnant. I know that if you believe and you put your trust in somebody that filled you with their love,
you will live. There's nothing that God cannot do for you.
Amen.
I'm a living witness because I'm supposed to be in my grave dead. But God so saw fit to keep me alive because there's a mighty work that he's given me to do. I was given a new a divine assignment.
That's right.
It's time out for everybody that's playing church.
All right.
It's time out. Either you live a supernatural lifestyle or you just going to be left behind. And who wants to be left behind with Satan?
That's right.
You can't live one foot in and one foot out of the world.
Uh-oh.
Either you come in or you stay out.
That's right.
Amen.
And whenever God tells you something, you can take that to the bank. And I'm talking about that kingdom currency.
That's right.
I might not have much and I might not look like much. I tell people, just wait till you see me in the future.
That's right.
I have a mansion in heaven.
Amen.
I'm a very rich woman.
That's right.
But it's up in heaven because I can't take this stuff with me when I get up out of this body right here and go home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Who wants to be in a pauper?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we have a couple more callers that I want to bring on the air, but we're going to go to a song. Everyone that's on the air, you can stay on the air till after the song, and then we'll bring more callers on to join us, okay?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name, I would like to tell you the reason why we sing. That because I'm happy.
We've all said amen. and your heart just keep on singing.
And your heart just keep on singing.
And the song will never end.
And the song will never end.
Listen, and if somebody asks you,
and if somebody asks,
was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
Lift your hands and be a witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river.
Cross that river.
To study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing a song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing because.
I sing because.
I don't know why he does it, but it's I. My melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why. Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. For the rest of my life, Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you
doing? Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday.
Hey, Lavina.
Hey.
How are you?
All right. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Is Lisa there?
Yes, she is. Lisa, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Minister Lisa Dixon, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
This is Minister Darren Brathbone.
Oh, praise the Lord.
That was a delayed
reaction. My brother from another mother. That's my brother from another mother.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Amen and amen. I was just listening to this last sister give her testimony about her being in the hospital and all of the surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a hard testimony for me because as you might know, my mother was in a head-on collision about a month ago.
Mm.
And it's
oh,
been
wow.
a road. Let me tell you, it's been a road. She just got moved out of ICU yesterday, last night. I left the hospital about 10 o'clock last night.
Mm.
I've been there every day. She's had a crushed foot, broken ribs, two broken bones in her vertebrae. They had to cut a piece of her colon. She has a huge hole from the incision in her abdomen that didn't heal correctly. So that's going through that process. And then she's already a 20-year survivor and a elongated dealing with Guillain-Barré, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a paralyzing of your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So she was already dealing
Jesus.
With that. So I'm just grateful for the saints and the kingdom of God connections because when I you know, my life, I'm an open book. The Lord told me, a long time ago to spread his word and connect the kingdom. And
that's right.
All I do every day, all day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Spread the word, seek to bring together unity in the body of Christ. If we don't get it soon, y'all, I know one thing that we're going to have to sit down and get one of those.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If he don't sit us down for no other reason, it'll be why did y'all not connect together?
That's right.
Why all of the power that comes in unity, why even when you saw every other set of every other person, the Jews, the Africans, the this, that, and the other, everybody else can come together, but the strongest body here, which is the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Somebody need to say, wait a minute, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely.
That's right. Now, I just want to take a second, and I want to thank Minister Darren Bradford for the connection with Lisa, Minister and author Lisa Dixon.
Amen.
He is the reason, you know, I was actually able to meet with Minister Dixon through Minister Darren Bradford.
Praise the Lord. It works.
That's right. That's right.
It works. You see, mm-hmm. and this is a connection where none of us have ever met in the
health. Let me figure out what that is. Hold on. All right, someone might be a little too close to the speaker. Has a microphone.
Y'all know the enemy don't like this conversation.
I know that.
I'm about to say the devil is mad.
I like this conversation. Amen.
Amen.
What
the devil is mad. There's too much power on this land, y'all.
Come on now.
He is mad about it. What I was saying was we've all never met physically, but
right.
we are one in a body.
That's right.
So Lisa is wherever she is. Lavina, you are wherever you are. I'm where I am.
That's
she
right.
She said, Minister, I got my book. I said, got you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process right now of forming together a website, an independent website. Right now it's through Facebook, but it's called the Kingdom Saints Network.
That's right.
And through that Kingdom Saints Network, we'll do exactly what we've been doing right here, connecting the body.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through just in the Genesis, in the beginning of it, save a sister who I've never met personally, but have walked her off of the bridge that she was about to jump off of. Never met her day in my life. But she saw the word, responded to the word. You know the Holy Ghost wasn't going to let her go. Made her look at and by the grace of God, got other saints from other places, never met them either, said, listen, I need you guys to minister to this, and they did it. And now this sister's standing strong, talking about she going with Jesus all the way. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa's book.
Mm-hmm.
Another sister in Spokane, I'm just going to say somewhere, all right,
okay.
was in a bad situation with her. She was in a home where there was some abuse going on. We got into the network. I put it out there, saints. And before I knew it, 30, 40, and 50 saints were together saying, what we got to do? That's the kind of power that we need to operate in. It should make no difference, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, because if you ask God about them, he's going to say, what is that?
That's right.
God's going to say, the Baptist, what's the Methodist?
Hmm.
Who's the Episcopalian? Never met
him. That's right.
God never met an apostolic. He never met
him. That's right.
So to him, while we're holding such importance on that, and letting that importance divide us, God is saying, what you doing?
That's right.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He is the body. Lisa, I wish you and I pray all the success that the heavens can pour on you. So if you hear me.
Amen.
Lisa, the same for you too.
Praise the Lord.
And anything that I can do, I'm going to do it.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. That's right. Definitely a man of his word. Definitely a man of his word.
I just want to say, you know, again, when I first hooked up with you on Facebook, you know the enemy is warned because they're threatening to kick me off of Facebook. People have gone on and said that I befriended them. First of all, everybody on Facebook are meeting strangers. We're meeting new people. Well,
right.
People have reported me 3 times, so they banned me from being able to do friend requests for 30 days.
Right.
But that's okay because they ain't going to stop me.
That's I've been there. Well, let me just say this.
See, ain't nobody mad but the devil, because see, it don't matter. If the devil closed one door, God ain't gonna do nothing but open up five more. So when I met you, man, I had told you that, you know, that God had told me that I was in a season for a divine connection. Well, the body, that God is bringing the kingdom together, the remnant together. Now, there's some leaders, and hear me, this: if anybody don't find the shoe don't fit, don't wear it. If it do, say ouch and get yourself right. But God is bringing together some kingdom folk, and in the kingdom, he's taking a remnant. Those that's ready to build up the kingdom, those that are ready. I'm in Atlanta. It don't matter that, you know, Lavina's in New York. It don't matter where we are. The Spirit of God is omnipresent wherever we are. God is bringing us all together in the Spirit, because if we can't see it first in the Spirit, we'll never have it in the natural. And what I mean by that is if we can't see ourselves as one body in the Spirit, we'll never be one body in the natural. Everything we need is in the body. The world, the world got nothing on us. Everything we need in the body. We shouldn't have to go nowhere else but in the body. The kingdom networks, that's so awesome to me, because everything we need is in the body. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have multimillionaires, we have billionaires, we have grant writers. Everything we need is in the body to get us to the next level. It's us that are spiritually mature. We got to help them give birth to their boldness and to their seed sown, so they can sow into the kingdom.
Come on with it.
Their gifts, their talents. It's people out there that can network, that can push whatever vision it is that God gave you to the next level. But we need to get them to the altar so they can get delivered from that crab and the barrel mentality.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Bradford.
Yes.
May I ask where you're from?
Baltimore.
Do you have any family in West Virginia?
I used to live in West Virginia.
Uh-oh.
That's tea.
Did you know the Harlems?
Not from. Let me tell you where I lived in. I lived for a while in Moorefield, West Virginia.
Okay, no. Because I knew Reverend Bradford in Charleston, West Virginia.
Where's Moorefield?
My family, my father's side of the family is all from South Carolina. Andrews, King Street, Lake City, Florence.
Okay, well, I just knew some Bradfords in West Virginia, Charleston. That's why I was asking.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, can I ask the ministers and everybody on this line something? And I would like to for each one to let me know, okay? It's a question that's asked, okay? You got God and you got Jesus. Am I right? Hello, can anybody hear me?
No,
we can hear you.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, I was asked, what is the difference between God and Jesus? You understand? Can you express that to everybody on the line? Each one by one, if that's all right.
Okay. Ladies first.
Amen.
Okay, so
well,
that's
Minister Dixon. You know what? It would take the men to try to throw me under the bus, but let me go ahead.
Uh-uh. you saw that, right?
Let me go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I believe. I would take this to my grave. I believe that, you know, men always say that the Bible leaves room for interpretation, this and other, but the Holy Spirit don't leave room for interpretation. I believe that Jesus is God in the flesh. The reason he came down in the flesh is to take away every excuse of man, because he went through every temptation, every trial, everything that we would go through. He wanted us to know that he can identify with us by coming down in the flesh. Because God, he's a spirit. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all one. I believe that God came down. God is Jesus. He is just another part of himself. He came down in the flesh to go through everything that we went through to show that that we can overcome it. That's what I believe.
Can I go now?
Somebody's thinking to go now. Okay.
Can I go now? See this fire. Sure. I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait. Who just said they ready? Who was that?
Mr. Darren.
Oh, Mr. now you're ready. You wasn't ready before, though.
Go ahead.
You see that, Sister Lavina, the women always got, we got to start the forest fire before the brothers get
there.
All right, go ahead.
I see it.
I'm not even mad at that because it is called suitable help.
Okay.
Don't let them beat you down, bro. I'm with you.
Amen.
Come on.
John, the first chapter.
Go ahead, man of God.
John, the first chapter says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God and with God. Was God and with God. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. Now, God is omnipotent. That means all power and omniscient, meaning he knows everything and has all knowledge. He can do what he wants to. Now, if me in my finite wisdom have the power to be a father, I play the role of a father. Got
Blame
two,
it, sir.
A daughter and a son. And then I am the father, the God he is. Now, to my mother, I'm her son.
That's right. Come on.
And when I go to work, I exert much power to get work done. Now, while I can't separate those, God can. God can separate himself. If he can split a sea, why can't he split himself?
That's right.
You better say it.
Amen.
If he can create a world that is still expanding, the universe, scientists can't even understand how it is still expanding and still going somewhere but can't figure out where, how can we turn around and say, God, how can you make yourself a man?
That's right.
When you really think about it, that is really I don't want to offend anybody. That's really a question in ignorance, thinking of God. What can't God do is the question.
That's right.
What can't he do?
That's right.
Can make
Amen.
A
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And I concur with Minister Lisa and Minister Bradford, Mr. Arthur L. Weathersby. Jesus said that I and my Father am one.
I am my Father.
You see me, you see my Father. And I do the works that my Father sent for me to do. Amen. And you know what the problem is? Is that why we have a problem with trying to understand that thing? It goes back to what we talked about early. Our carnal, finite minds cannot perceive how God can be who he say he is. You have to spiritually get there to understand that.
Right.
And that comes, you know, we got to be born again. Come through that rebirth, and then not just become through the rebirth and just get born again, because some of us got it twisted. We just think we just get salvation. We go through salvation and get saved, and that just makes us exempt from doing anything else. Just sit, I got my salvation. I'm walking around with a flag. I'm saved. But no, God didn't call you into salvation to walk around here with a flag talking about you saved. He called you into salvation so that you can get into a personal relationship with him. Because
Amen.
You need to grow and mature in that salvation.
Amen.
That way you can understand the things of God. When he says to study to show thyself approved, it ain't about you going out there trying to get a degree so you can get some letters after your name.
That's right.
So you can rightly understand the word of truth. So when somebody comes to you and asks you a question about this, that, or the other related to the Bible, you can rightly explain that thing. Because
Amen.
You've got a relationship with the Lord, and the Lord will reveal everything that needs to be revealed to you. Because you know one of the things that, unfortunately, what some of us Christians do, because it's kind of a cliche-ish type of thing, we snatch hold of things and we go running with it. Back home, my family, I'm from Buffalo, New York, but my family's originally from Mississippi, and I say that's down home. And what they tend to do, they used to say something like this when we used to get something. They say, you get something, you go boogity, boogity, boogity with it. This is what happens with us in the faith, some of us. We snatch hold to 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, the 9th verse, and we go running with that thing. I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor is it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for them that love them. And then we run around and say, I don't know what God has for me. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what my plan is. Let me explain to you. That's for the unsaved.
Amen.
That's for the unsaved. The scripture says, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor is it entered into the heart of man that what God has for those that in store for those who love him.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when you go to that next verse and you go on to the 16th verse, you realize that God is talking to you from 10 to 16. And the Bible says that it was revealed to us by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God searches the deep things, and only the Spirit can discern those things, and it can only the Spirit of God can actually speak to those things. So it's all about a relationship and understanding what God's will and purpose is for our lives. And we can understand things that will get presented to us in that manner, because the enemy has a way of trying to cause us a division. And like everyone is saying, there ain't no way in the world that we should be walking around here with all this power and folks is walking around here like loose cannons.
Amen. Right. Can I interject?
You know?
Real quick? Might
yes,
I?
Sir.
Listen, that issue right there is probably the most powerful issue that oppresses the body of Christ today.
Amen.
If we being so-called saved, because salvation is even in question, if you question this question, y'all hear what I'm saying? If you
yes.
can question the abilities of God, how saved are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Amen.
If you can question what can God and can't do, that same. Well, how can God be the God here, there, and the flesh here? That's the reason why we today aren't moving in the true power. Listen, the pagans are the first people who gave the apostles the name Christian. They gave them that name because everywhere that the apostles went, they was raising dead, healing the sick.
Mm-hmm.
Making the blind see. They were doing things. They were doing things. Not wearing big hats, big suits, driving big cars, talking about hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But the works that Jesus did, so they called them Christians, little Jesus, little Christ. They called them imitators of that Christ. See, they're doing the same thing that Christ did.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm gonna add on to something what you just said right there, bro. Because even before they started calling them Christians, they called them followers of the way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father unless you come through me. We were known as followers of the way before we came Christian.
Amen. If we believed more than God can do anything, like this one thing, how much, ask everybody on this line, when you leave out of here tonight, ask yourself this. How much do I truly believe that the Holy Spirit of God in me can heal? How much do I believe the Holy Spirit of God in me, can do whatever, no limitations, whatever God wanted to do through me, because he lives in me. See, now, what you do will be contingent on what you believe. It's not what you do. It's what you do. Where are we at healing sick? When you hear about people going to the hospital, this, that, and other, you should get a busload of saints together.
Mm-hmm.
Tsunami coming. Get a busload of saints together. Go and put their foot in the water and make the water recede.
Come on, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the power of God.
That's right. Minister Bradford, just hold that thought real fast. We're going to go to a song, and we have a couple more callers that I'd like to get on the air. So it's about 1:45, but I want to keep everyone on the air and bring the other callers on as well, okay?
Amen.
Lisa,
amen.
Love you.
That man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There, a man, standing on the corner. He has no home. He has no food. And his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying out?
A man, a girl, searching for a father and a friend, praying that soon someday will end. But instead of walking away, open up your heart.
than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away, open up.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're just going to bring on another caller as well. Welcome to GQ Palace. Can I have your name, please?
Hello.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to see another day. I'm just blessed. Blessed to be here.
That's good. That's good. And you know, look, we're blessed to have you, of course, here on Spiritual Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I just had something I wanted to share. Basically, I've been on a Spiritual Sundays shows quite a few times, and I don't know the Lord like I should. But, however, I'm blessed to have my family, my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my nieces and nephews, my brothers, and everybody. Yesterday, my neighbor asked me, she was like, how are you doing? You know, I'm separated, you know, this, that, and the third. And it's a little struggle for me. It is. I'm struggling trying to pay the bills and maintain and everything like that. So she was asking me yesterday how I was doing. And I was like, you know, I'm just maintaining. I'm blessed. She's like, well, how's everything going? And I was like, you know, it's a struggle with the bills and all the other kind of stuff as being a newly separated woman with two children. And she was like, well, just give it to God and ask God. Now, my thing was, I never ask God for things. I don't ask him for things.
Mm-hmm.
All I've ever asked him for was to just bless my family. I have a huge fortress, as some of my friends would say, a fortress of family and friends that I'm in the middle of the circle with. So I'm trying to figure out, just because, you know, I'm going through some things financially as well and trying to get back on my feet and find Shelly again, like, I'm blessed to just have God to wake my family up every day. But she was saying, well, we'll give it to God and ask God. Like I said, I don't ask him for things like money. I don't ask him for any of that. Every day when I pray, I just ask him just to keep my family safe and healthy and keep them around me. Now, my question is, should I be asking for other things?
You know, we have a lot of things tonight on the air. So I'm gonna ask, so whoever wants to answer her, or everyone can answer her. Shelly is one of our faithful callers to GQ Palace, and she has said, you know, a couple of things the same exact way. It hasn't changed. This is her story,
right.
You know, and this is how she feels. So can some of you guys give her words of encouragement or advice?
Yeah. Ma'am, first of all, today's religion, we need to be real careful. As a matter of fact, this is really prophetic because I'm writing as I'm listening to you guys, and I just finished writing a teaching that I just posted on, I'm going to just read it real fast. It says, once more the devil, is from Matthew, is from the gospel. It says, once more the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, I will give you all of this if you will bow down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then I said some things, but I'm just going to talk to the sister now. Today's religion has, for lack of a better phrase, turned God and religion into a Santa Claus wish list type of thing. And that is that nothing could be further from the truth of what it means
Amen.
To walk with God, to worship. Worshiping God
mm-hmm.
not in a building. Worshiping God is manifesting his kingdom through your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you worship. You worship God through manifesting his glory, through his will in your life. So the only thing, let's take our example straight from the book, straight from the Christ who came to give us the example. He says, I do as the Father does.
Oh, that's right.
As the Father says, I come to do the will of the Father.
Of the Father. Amen.
He asked him nothing else. He ain't asking for no for a pair of boots, pair of shoes, I fix my hair.
Right.
He said, I come to do your will.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, him being the word of God that was with God, I'll give you a good example of self-control in that area. He was the same God that was in the desert. He was the same God, Christ, that watched the children of Israel act as crazy as they ever wanted to act, all through the desert, all in Egypt, all this, that, and other.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, how many of y'all know, say finally, when I get a chance to tell a joke or something on my mind? All right, don't everybody say amen.
That's all right,
here he is, which in the flesh now, in front of the Sadducees and Pharisees. And they said something to him, they said some stuff, and he said this to them. He says, there is much that I would say to you right now,
mm-hmm.
but it is not the Father's will. Now, you know how many thousands of years he watched them jokers act up?
Mm-hmm.
Thousands and thousands of years. But just because it was not the Father's will, he didn't say, if y'all ain't the stupidest, He didn't go there. Why? Not because it wasn't in his motion or in his character, because he showed that by saying, I want to tell you something. Somebody hear what I'm saying right now.
Come on,
I hear you.
When we get to a place where, God, you know what, I'm going to operate, but the only way I'm operating is not me ask you, but you show me. That's my prayer. Anytime I pray, I say, God, okay, I know I got this humanity, and the humanity that I have and everybody on this phone has is riddled with worldly mindsets. That's why
mm-hmm.
the Bible says, be transformed of the mind.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Just when he
tells okay.
you, not a puff the magic dragon type thing. We got to walk this thing out, y'all, by the revelation of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Revealing
Amen.
Himself, revealing the newness, revealing his kingdom, revealing his truth through our circumstances, because all of our lives the enemy has been oppressing us with the lies throughout service.
Amen.
Amen.
It's been happening.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
well,
you know something, Sister Shelley?
When I said that, like I said, I don't ask him for things. I mean, it may be different for everybody else. I don't ask for material things. I'm just saying, like, things like money. I don't ask for stuff
right.
like that. All I ask is just to bless my family. And I'm comfortable with that. And anything else, I'll try to make, well, God makes a way for that. But I'm just saying that I don't ask him for things like that. I just don't.
The Bible says I give you will.
Lavina, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go ahead. let me just share with you, because, see, your spirit is heavy. And anybody, you know, see, God knows our heart. It really ain't so much of what you're asking out your mouth, but it's what you're desiring in your heart. Solomon, he left us a record. When Solomon went before God and God said, you know, what do you want? He said, I want wisdom. Because he asked for wisdom, God gave him everything else. You can move the heart of God with selfless prayers, but sometimes when we pray, and woman of God, if this ain't you, please, I don't want you to get offended, but sometimes when we pray in a form like, you know, God, I really want you to bless my family, but in our heart, we're afraid to ask God for stuff for us. But he's our
When I pray, I don't ask for things. I just ask
but
to pray
but,
for my
but
family.
You need things.
Hear me.
I think what she's saying is that even though you sit and you pray, you do need things. It's okay to ask God to bless your family and, you know, your friends, but you need things. So, therefore, since you need things, who else to ask than him when you pray? Am I right, Minister Dixon?
You know what? You are so right. Let me just say what God just dropped in my spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. If you don't go to God and ask him for the things of righteousness, guess who's going to bring them to you?
People.
You need everything you need. He said, acknowledge me in all things. The Bible says God walks to and from looking to perform his word. You have not because you ask not. If you don't ask God to supply your needs, the enemy's going to supply your needs, and they're going to come at a consequence.
Amen.
So, Father, he wants to bless you. He wants to give you good things.
Can I add something to that? Sister Shelley, you said something. I heard you at the very beginning, and you spoke to it. What it is that where we need to be focusing in on is Matthew 6:33, because you spoke to it. You said your relationship with God was not like you want it to be.
Exactly.
Right. That's it.
That's
right
what
there.
Always said.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, whatever it is that you desire,
all
be added unto you.
All
and the Bible lets us know that when we diligently seek after God, he will reward those who diligently seek after him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
Amen.
The key to getting what you need financially, whatever it is. You don't have to speak the specifics of it. Just try to get closer to God and then watch what happens.
Amen. God,
he will reward you.
Connected to his will. That's
he will reward you. Amen. Because
Amen.
That, you spoke it. I heard you say it. And
mm-hmm.
that, when I heard that, I said, that's the key right there.
Right. Right.
We put the cart before the horse. But he says, seek ye for the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Well, righteousness, well, you know, the truth about righteousness is being in right standings with the king. What
right.
that means is that if you live in his kingdom, do what he says.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And it ain't about being perfect.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's make that clear.
Not perfect by
it
no
ain't
means.
About being
not
perfect.
At all.
Being perfect.
It's trying to get a closer walk with the Lord daily.
That's right.
Okay.
And the Holy Spirit will perfect you in the ways of God.
And
complete
yeah.
you.
Right,
that's complete
bring,
you.
We're going to bring on another caller as well. We have a couple more callers to go to. Shelley, just stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Welcome
Hello?
To GQ Power.
Hello?
David, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Just hold the air 1 second. I'm going to bring another caller with you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, I'm Evangelist Clarice Williams.
Welcome to Spiritual Sunday. How are you?
Finding yourself.
Doing pretty good. Just hold on 1 second. David, you're there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to say what you're thankful for, give your testimony this evening?
Just basically, I was listening to the caller, and I just wanted to share something in reference to the caller. But I have a basic testimony, not religious, but basic. You know, I just thank God that, you know, I have a wonderful family. You know, I'm married happily. And, you know, I thank God for how, you know, he's been directing me.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
You know, it's been, and that just coincides with what the, you know, caller, you know, was sharing. I think that when you let God be Lord of your life, you know, everything else, you know, will fall in place. I mean, you have to understand that when you were saying sharing our testimony, you know, the root word is test, which means everything is not going to be, you know, in a place where you're going to be happy with the way life is. You know, sometimes you got to go through the down, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you have to, the same way you examine your up, you examine your down. You look at your down.
Right.
You know, you know, basically, you know, why is it? You know, what's going on in my life that, you know, I don't I don't want to ask God for anything. Maybe her life is financially situated where it don't come up a lot, you know?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, what I learned, you know, is the word says we should worship God in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
And, you know, truth, you know, is not just the fact that you're you know, that you don't lie about general things. Truth is in everything. Truth is like where David in the Bible, you know what I mean, was with God. When he recognized that he needed to repent, he was honest.
Amen.
He was honest and he repented. So, you know, a lot of times we direct, you know, when we talk about worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you know, we direct it with how we walk, you know, how circumspect or how close we walk with him. But that's not just truth. Truth is in all things. So it's like if you feel like you need something and you want it to come from God, then, yeah, you need to ask him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
One of the things that might make you, you know, think secondly about asking him is, you know, because what I've learned is a lot of the knowledge that we've obtained over the years has not been totally true. So, and what I mean by that is this. You know, a lot of times they'll say, you know, it's said that if you need a car, ask God for a car. If you need a, you know, they say ask God for a car, but they ain't asked you. You have to get a lot of things in perspective. Like, they say ask God for a car, but do you have a job? You know,
right.
The Bible says that he's not going to put you in position to fail. So do you think that God's going to give you a car and you're not in position to take care of it? I mean,
no, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying that, you know, he blesses me every day with my 20-year-old son, my 13-year-old daughter. My mom is still here. You know, my dad's still here. I mean, to me, I'm like, God, you know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed that he even, you know, supplying, you know, keeping them here with me. I'm very family oriented, and I'm like, God, I just have everybody around me. You know, I just, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed. You know, what else do I need to ask him for? That's what I'm saying.
Amen. Well, ask him for his will for your life.
Right.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Say it again. Mm-hmm.
Will
That's
for
right.
your life.
That's it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen. Evangelist Carice Williams, I do want you to be able to give your testimony or say what you're thankful for as well. David, just hold that thought 1 second, okay?
Hi, I'm Evangelist Carice Williams, and I heard Shelley. It's wonderful that you're surrounded with family and all, and you can see and attest to the blessings of God in your life. But what's most important is that you have a personal relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You accept Him into your heart as Lord and Savior of your soul. Because when we stand before God, we are not going to stand for our family.
Okay.
We have to stand for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And God would want you to have a personal relationship. And in having a personal relationship with God, then you seek after God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You come to know him and develop a relationship with him and begin to walk with him in the manner that he would have you to walk with him, you know. And as you stated, you know that you're not where you should be with God or whatever, but God wants you in right standing with him.
That's right.
And he wants you in relationship with him. Because
mm-hmm.
you will find that when you are in relationship with God the way that he would have you to be,
mm-hmm.
he will even give you the desires of your heart before you even ask for them.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And it's nothing wrong with asking God for whatever you need, because you know what? He is more than willing to supply your needs according to his riches and glory.
That's right.
And no, you can
be his child. It's not that I have a problem with asking those things. I'm just like, God, I'm blessed with what I have, you know.
I have a huge family circle, you know, but you know, Sister Shelley, what that's, you know what that sounds like? Now, I'm not saying this is you, but I'm going to tell you what it sounds like to me when I hear something like that, and based upon the scenario that we're working with. Because you stated that you know that you don't have the relationship that you need to have with God, then that would make you feel not worthy to ask God for those things.
You're right. Absolutely.
Amen.
You did it on
Amen.
The Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
that's
therefore,
right.
so therefore,
that's
again,
right.
you've got the answer. You got the answer to the key to everything that you said. It's about that relationship.
Right.
So that's the key to it. You know it. You know the answer.
Hello.
Amen. Amen. And once you establish that relationship with God, listen, you won't have a problem.
Hello.
Asking him. You hello.
Hello. Pastor Butler. David, I know David. You're saying hello, right?
No, this
yes.
is Evangelist
okay.
Wim.
And then we have Pastor Sharina Butler as well, and we
okay.
have Evangelist Corrice Williams. She was just speaking to Shelley, and then Pastor Butler's on the air with us as well. But Minister Arthur, you were I think you hit it correctly. You know, when I believe Shelley agreed
yes,
that
did.
Because
it
she
did.
Doesn't have. You know, that relationship with God, that it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, her feeling of feeling not worthy enough to ask for, you know, everything else that goes along with it, as well as blessing, you know, her family.
And that's
Pastor
what
Butler.
The enemy will use to handicap us.
That's
that's
right.
what he will use to handicap us and we're getting a relationship with God because we feel we're not worthy.
Mm-hmm. Now,
okay.
Pastor Butler, you there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you like to give Shelley, I believe you were saying James 4?
Yes, because she is saved, right? She's filled with the Holy Ghost. She's born again,
Shelley,
right?
Shelley, that question
yes,
is you.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
So are you born again?
I didn't hear what you said.
Are you born again? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost?
No,
okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Arthur gave you the correct scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And just be encouraged, my sister. We'll be praying for you. And because I was listening, you know, I came in a little late and I was listening to your heart. And sometimes, you know, we feel like we're unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, we feel that way because, and when we go in prayer and we start, you know, it's not selfish, but we start thinking about everything else and everybody else. We pray for everybody else. But the first thing, when we go into prayer, he teaches us in Matthew, the fifth chapter, he talks about how, when he taught the disciples, when the disciples asked him how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to learn how to pray. Prayer is taught, and people still realize prayer is taught. We just don't, prayer is something that we learn. We learn how to pray.
Amen.
And the more we develop our relationship with God, the more our prayer life will increase, and then we'll know how to pray and how to intercede for others. But first things first, you must present yourself first. You're the first. You're seeking God first on your behalf, because I can't even go into prayer for nobody else until I break off some stuff in me, until I get
mm-hmm.
everything off of me. I got to get right. Before I can start praying for anybody else.
Amen.
And
Amen.
So when we go into prayer, the first thing he says, you know, we reverence and we honor him for who he is, our Father, which art in heaven, your name. And we begin to go in and ask him, God, you know me. And just be real with him. Just be real.
Mm-hmm.
And just get naked before him. Just start pouring out yourself. Sometimes when you, oh, glory to God. It's a process, baby. It's a process. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm going to say that to you with the love of God. Don't be so hard on yourself. And you have needs. And God, he already knows what you have need. He knows what you have need of.
Amen.
Just go in and just begin to just talk to him. Just talk to your
okay.
Father. He loves
okay.
you. Just tell him all.
Amen.
You're going to see some things begin to change as you go in prayer. And I just thank God, because now it's an essential time that we pray. and really, really know what is God, what is it that you, how do you want me to pray? What do you want me to pray in this hour? So that comes with the relationship with God.
Amen.
So that we're not praying praying vain, repetitious prayers.
One of the pastors touched on something, like, I feel like I'm not worthy, that's why I don't ask. And to be honest, yeah, that's why I don't ask, because I feel that I'm not worthy.
That's what I heard.
I heard that in your voice.
Mm-hmm. I heard that. Mm-hmm. And you're more worthy than you think you are, my love.
Amen. Amen.
You're
Amen.
More worthy than you think you are.
Amen.
Like the woman with the issue, with the woman with the issue of blood, people that come to him, the woman at the well, all these different people, even the centurion soldier, he said, I'm not even worried for you to come to my house. But he said, at thy word. And Jesus said, I ain't seen such greater faith. So, you know, we have so many examples in the word of God that we can follow. And we see that he showed up because you believe. You believe. And you girl, you got more than you think you got. You are worthy, baby. You are so worthy. I hear your heart, so I know God hear you.
Absolutely.
I'm listening to you, and I just came in on the lateness of that, and I heard your heart, and it was sincere. It was sincere. It was a sincere cry to God, and he is answering you tonight. You're worthy, baby.
Just
tell them all. He's going to start opening up your eyes, and you're going to see stuff like, wow. The more you stay in communication with him, you know, it's a dialogue. When we communicate, when we go in prayer, it's not just a one-sided conversation. So, you know, prayer is not one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-sided. We're going in, but we got to be able to hear him too. Because
Amen.
He speaks to us in prayer.
Amen.
He talks to us. And in his word, he just builds us up.
That's right. Amen.
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 David, you were trying to say something. David, you there?
Yes.
I think you were trying to say something before.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the thief on the cross. you know, and how, because he believed that Jesus was the Son of God, you know, the Bible says that Jesus said, today you shall be with me. So it's not about how we live, because the Bible also says that many will come in that day and say how they cast out demons, how they thought they was on it, how they thought they was living right, how they thought they was doing, you know. And he said that you were working iniquity, that you're wicked. No matter how many demons you cast out, no matter how many people you brought to me, he said, you did it in wickedness. You did it on your own pretense. By, you know, so, and the Bible also says our righteousness is but filthy rags in his sight. So it's not, I don't even think it's about, you know, relationship is important, but you might think, the Bible actually, it even says when you think you're up, that's when you're down. So it's not, it's just, you know, when you come to him humbly, which means when you come to him honestly, as our sister was saying, you know what I mean? Like as we were talking, I gave my testimony, but there's another side to my testimony. Because the wife that I have now was not my first wife. And see, my first wife, I was a cheater. Hey, glory to God. See, I was a cheater. But God has saved me. But the reason why is because I was honest about it and said, God, I want to change. I don't want to be this way always. I don't want to be a dog. I don't want to be a cheat. And then I had to learn how, you know what I mean, because I've been where my sister is, but in another perspective. See, I had to learn how to forgive myself. The Bible says when you ask God for forgiveness, he casts out in the sea of forgiveness. He forgets about it. He lets it go.
Yeah.
I felt that I wasn't close to God like I should be. That's why I don't ask for things.
I think the key point was pretty much the reason she doesn't ask is because she feels that she's not worthy to ask, because she doesn't have that relationship with him the way that she should, in the way that she wants to have it. You know, I think that's the key with her situation.
That's
what I was referencing my testimony to when I was saying, when I was sharing that part of my testimony, that so-called negative side of my testimony, not feeling like I was worthy of even going to God and asking him to have mercy or asking him to forgive me. But what God was showing me was, even when I think I'm doing the right thing, you know what I mean, I could ask, and he might not give. You know what I'm saying? Or it's just a thing where you have to, it's your humility, it's your honesty in everything, regardless of whether, and then it's just all about God. I hear the Spirit saying, it's just all about me. I just
didn't ask him for things. I mean,
okay.
Right.
But
things like money, Shelly, and all that. I just didn't ask him for things like that.
Shelly, just hold that thought real quick. We're going to bring on a couple more callers. Kia and Rachel, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hey, Ray. Hey, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I just want to say really quick, I'm a prayer warrior. I pray constantly, all day, every day, from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep at night. However, I am not currently involved in church. I work two jobs. I work 16 hours a day. God willing, I know I will soon be back in church. In the beginning of the day, I know during the week I miss prayer meeting. I miss the usher board meeting. I miss all the meetings that I used to go to back in the day, but I am so grateful that at the end of Sunday, I can say that I feel like I have attended them all, having had listened to the Jesus Palace Spiritual Sunday. And I want to thank you all for being a part of that for me. It's so filling, and I am so grateful. And I know you all know the power of prayer, the word of prayer. Because I do, and I'm not, I don't carry the kind of people that you wonderful, kingdom-minded people carry. I am praying for you. I am asking that you pray for me.
Amen.
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 Kia, are you there?
Hi, how is everybody?
Good.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm this big sports person. I love everything about sports. But one thing I don't play with, you know, I go to church on Sunday, you know, then I go watch football after I get out of church. And I got to date a fellowship, you know, at the church to go to a game, to watch a game with somebody over at some friend's house. But, you know, they always say, you know, you coming over at 1? I say, no, everybody knows. I don't come nowhere until I get out of church. Once I get out of church, then I come. I don't play with church on Sunday. I was raised that way. You know, I go to church first, and you know, watching the game there. And after the game, ran into an old person, somebody that my second oldest brother know from years. And then she was talking about things that she's been through this year. And I had told her about a sermon that my pastor had preached about restoration of all things, and then told her that He's going to restore the locusts, the years that the locusts have eaten. I told her, you know, just giving her that, because, you know, you see somebody, you can see the hurt in her heart. She's been through a lot this last year, things that, you know, was supposed to happen, didn't happen. And I just always kept telling her today, you know, just think about restoration. He will restore that to you due season. You know, and I wasn't going to go because, you know, got in church and, you know, talking, it's first Sunday, you know, everybody got, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm like, oh, this game's getting my clock, like, this game's coming on at 4 something, my mother's still talking, got to drop off, you know, because, you know, I just do things in decency and order. I just go to church. I was raised that way. I go to church with the Lord on Sundays. You know, and don't get me wrong, when it is a game and it's still in town, I do sneak away from church, but I always let my pastor know ahead of time I will not be in church on Sunday. And he always knows why I'm not in church on Sunday. But I just, you know, just to go there and hear her give me that, and just to be able to know, I will give her a scripture that I know and that I heard of a sermon, you know, just to give it back to her, you know, and, you know, just let her know that, you know,
just keep trusting him. Keep trusting him. He's going to restore everything. He said he's going to restore all that back to you. He's going to restore that. I just thank God for just instilling in me so I can be able to tell somebody else. I don't, you know, I just want to be, I just thank God that, you know, that I equipped myself to know that 66. I was raised to equipped to know that 66. That was the ultimate in the rule in my house. You know that weapon, that 66. Because, you know, anybody can speak things into your ear. That's why I'm always careful who speaks in my ear. I have always been careful. But I was, you know, glad to share that with her today. Like, you know, a lot of people with the stuff they were going through, financial, you know, all, it was just, you know, just to hear her and we had the game, she just pulled me to the side. And I just told her to be blessed. God is still good. God is
Amen. God is still good.
We're going to, you know, he's still good. Regardless, he's still good.
Amen.
And Mama always said, you count it all joy.
That's right. Minister Dixon, would you like to give any words of encouragement to some of the new callers that just called in? Hello?
Hello?
Minister Dixon?
Hello, did you say, I'm sorry. I'm just sitting back here. I'm in awe. I love God's people and just sitting on the phone listening to y'all. Y'all blowing my mind here. But I would like to say to the young lady who's not saved, to be honest with you, I would like to say why not? Because nowadays,
okay, Minister Dixon, everyone is saved. Shelly, you're saved, correct?
Oh, I thought you.
I'm not.
She said she wasn't.
Shelly, you're not.
Yeah, she said she wasn't.
Yeah. I apologize. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, but hear me. I don't want to come down like I'm coming down beating you up over the head. But all I'm saying is, in this day and age, I mean, because she kept saying she was blessed, and you know, to be blessed, and to my knowledge, to be empowered. And if she's blessed and she ain't saved, Lord knows how much blessed she can be if she gets saved. But I would just like to encourage everybody to keep seeking God, to keep seeking him for wisdom, to keep chasing after him, to become God chasers in 2013, that we are truly in a season of divine connection, to continue to support this ministry that we're on now, because this is good ground. We're sowing. To continue to sow into good ground, find good ground to sow into, plant your seed so you can receive a great harvest. Because I'm a farmer, and I'm going to always receive a harvest, whether I'm getting a harvest of peace, a harvest of joy. I'm going to always keep a harvest coming in because I'm going to always keep sowing into kingdom. And I just encourage those that are just playing church or going to church or caught up in the time to truly get kingdom-minded, because this is our season for divine connection, and God is coming back for a remnant of kingdom people. That's right.
Amen. We have one more caller. I know we went above our 9 p.m. The show is from 7 to 9. We're way above at this point, but it's all right. We're gonna bring one more caller on, and then after we bring the caller on, then we'll just do our closing. If anyone wants to give any words of encouragement to anyone, if anyone wants to give their phone number as well for someone to contact them, if they have something that they're working on that they want to share the information, you know, please do at that time. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Casey Deedy.
Hi, Casey Deedy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just feeling blessed. I don't know, kind of, you know how little obstacles could come? We could be feeling blessed. Let me start with that. I don't know if anybody ever felt like this. You know, you could be feeling really, really blessed, and, you know, and then suddenly it could be something, some type of obstacle, whether it be somebody said or did or environment or something, can just hit you. And for me, it just makes me needing to stay in the arm, in the midst, in the center of God. You know what I mean? Like, real heavy and more so because, you know, I would lose it. For me, right. I would instantly forget, and I would lose it, and then I want to react the way my thinking the way I want to react, and that's not healthy for me from where I come from. And I feel like all I want, y'all say 2013, man, I've been saying this since 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2012, 2013 is now here. And I don't want to keep singing the same old sad-ass song like, you know, oh, this is a new year, this is going to be a better year. Man, I feel like I thank God from the day I was born up until present, I'm still here. Thank God I'm still here alive.
Okay.
And I'm not only healthy. I'm not only healthy, but the thing about it is that I need to stay away from the drag, the drama, the bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know that's going to be each and everywhere you go, because I take me wherever I go, however. You know, everywhere ain't got to be like that, and everywhere is not like that. I know it's not.
Right.
Am I looking for the land of milk and honey? No, what I'm looking for is just peace within myself.
Mm-hmm. Just peace of mind. You know, just looking for peace of mind. Now, Casey's calling in this evening, and as you all can hear, you know, she's definitely going through something. She has a powerful testimony of her life and what she's been through, you know, as well as a link on YouTube that does explain some of her testimony as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I'm going to ask, you know, all of our leaders to just give some words of encouragement to her, you know, for she is in need at this time.
Amen.
If Minister Dixon, if Minister Dixon can go first, since she's a special guest this evening. Minister Dixon, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
What I would like to say to you, sisters, first of all, I know where you are. I've been exactly where you are. I mean, I shared my testimony on here before. You know, my mother was on crack. My father was on heroin. I smoked weed from sun up to sundown. I drank alcohol every day. I was kidnapped, raped, molested. I mean, I was so hurt. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. The pain was just so great. But this is going to seem so hard, yet it's really not. But you have to get to a place where you really just have to rise up above it and just say, you know what, God, everybody's really talking about you. I'm going to really try you. I'm not saying you're not saved, but you're going to have to really try him, to trust him with your hurt, because your hurt is so great. You're going to have to get around some people that's not speaking church but live in church. And what I mean by that is they got enough God in them to help bring out the God that's in you. You got to get around some folk that show enough love God to help love you past the addiction. Because everything right now, when you've been on drugs or alcohol or you've been in the streets, almost everything is a trigger. And these tears you shed, Nick, could be a trigger. Right now you're at a fork in the road where you can go either way.
Right.
You're on here with all this powerful anointing. You can go the right way, or those tears can lead you to depression and make you go the wrong way. But I encourage you, woman of God, I encourage you to truly, truly, the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I encourage you to truly try him, to get around some folk that truly love him, that will truly help you love yourself and to truly help you love him past what you're going through.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. I felt that.
Amen.
I felt the realness from that. I felt so much truth and honesty.
Amen.
It doesn't matter, because I went to church today and I've been going periodically every Sunday. Speaking up specifically, you know, of someone, and, you know, I'm on the air, so I'm trying to, you know, keep it, you know, anonymous to an extent. However, I know what I got to do, like I said, based on my thinking, you know what I mean, regardless of what it could be. And at certain times, you know, it really is not about the drugs and alcohol, but I allow it to be, because I can easily, like you say, fall back. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And thank God, by the grace of God, I'm 8.5 years clean.
That's right.
So now that I'm separated, you know what I mean? and praise God, but because I'm separated, it's like, you know, now I got to still control my conduct. I must still be aware of who I am, because I was that person before, then, and still can be after the fact.
That's right.
And you
can never lose sight of who you are. Yes.
Amen. Now, I heard Sis say something else, too. At the very beginning, she said she was blessed. She knew she was blessed. But things were happening. What I would suggest is that you just maintain your focus. Just because things are happening doesn't take away from the fact that you're blessed.
Okay,
amen.
Fine.
Things will happen to us because your relationship with the Lord is allowing you to be moved, and he's going to elevate you. So anytime that's happening, guess what? Things are going to happen. The enemy is going to come on attack. He's going to try to get you to get off focus. The fact that you know that God has blessed you. He has kept you. And he will keep you. He's
God,
a promise keeper. He's a keeper of his word. He's a keeper
I
of his word.
I can't believe you saying that, because, tell you the truth, this lingered on from a conversation from last night, and I had to pray it off of me. And this morning when I took a bath, I had to wash it off of me. In church, I was praying for me.
Well, amen.
That
that's what I was feeling,
man.
I was listening. I was feeling this in the spirit, and I'm telling you, God, you're blessed, and you said you were blessed. You know you're blessed, and the things that are coming up, these are meant to distract you, to get you away from where God is taking you, and that's going to happen. That's just going to happen just because you're in the relationship with God. Again, I'm getting back to that word relationship, because that's the key to everything I've heard tonight.
Okay.
I don't care I don't care how we try to paint this thing. It's real simplistic. A relationship, when you have a personal relationship with God, you can learn to trust him. Trust is based upon something that you build up over time with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you learn to trust God. You have to be in a relationship with him. Then you look at, you don't look at nothing else that anybody present to you. You just look at yourself and know where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how you come to learn to trust God, because it's personal. He says the very hairs on our head are numbered. He know us by name.
Hmm.
That's personal.
Amen.
It's personal. It's a relationship. And that's what the deal is, sis. You just stay focused on the enemy just trying to get you distracted.
That's right. Evangelist Williams, would you like to give words of encouragement to the caller?
I just want to say that truly, we who are saved, we must realize that we are, in fact, in battle. We are in war. You entered Christ into your life. You entered war. And we just have to be aware of the tactics of the enemy. Because he's always going to try and bring distractions and things to try and turn us away from God. You know the flavor of some folks' lollipop, and he'll try to bring it back every time that he can. But you know the flavor of it, and you knew that this would turn you from God. So when the enemy tries to bring these things and you see it, but you have to be able to see what's happening. You have to recognize the works of your adversary. And when you recognize this, you know, then you can curse those works.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go forward in God.
Amen.
Sometimes we stumble because we fail to see what's happening. We're not alert, you know. And we must be alert. I mean, because, you know, this is the end time we're living in. And we know the Christ is soon to come. And, you know, the enemy is trying to snatch any soul that he can snatch. But if you're in God's hand, he can't snatch you out of his hand.
Amen.
He wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to be encouraged. And he wants you to look to him, to trust him, to take him at his word, and to stand on him. Because that word is going to take you from earth to glory.
Amen.
Be encouraged in the Lord. Amen.
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 Pastor Butler, are you still on the air?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay,
and,
would you like to give
I, yes, I just want to piggyback off of what the other leader said. My dear sister, Minister Arthur is right on point. I just want to tell you, it's all in here. It's all in him. We're only going to make it in these last days in him. Just live by faith.
He told Habakkuk in Habakkuk 2 and 4, the just live by faith. That means these things are going to happen. We're going to, so much turmoil is going to come in our life. I'm not even, I would not tell you be easy because it ain't going to get no easier. But our only safety is in him. Our assurance is in him. He, hallelujah.
Amen.
We that are righteous, we that are in Christ Jesus, we're holding up the bloodstain that we're living this thing. We ain't just talking it, but we're living it. And we will survive. But you got to have faith. You got to have, and you got to be in a right standing with him. You got to be in a relationship with him. It's no ifs and buts about it. If you are not in the right relationship with him, if he is not the head of your life, if he is not leading and directing your every footstep, then I'm telling you now, nothing that you put your hands to will prosper. It's only in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are going to make it. That's all we're going to make it.
Amen.
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 Wow. Thank you. I feel I'm feeling better already.
Amen.
I didn't think I was going to ever just open up like this on the air, but, you know, I made sure that, you know, I was thinking 7 o'clock, but then I said, no, and let me call in and, you know, I think it might be right about now. And I'm glad, you know, I followed my first good mind and to call in and call in right on time. Thank you.
Amen.
And we thank you for calling in, and, you know, you're always welcome. And, you know, I'm just going to say stay encouraged, you know, stay encouraged. You know, you've been through a lot, so you know, what it is to, you know, face some demons and to be able to overcome it. You know exactly what it feels like, and you know you didn't come this far, you know, by just going along with the okey-doke. You know, you came this far for a reason. There's work to do, and you know that God has a lot of work for you to do, and you have to stay encouraged.
And Sister Lavina, if I can just interject for 1 second, you got to get connected with some right people that's going someplace. Amen. It's important that you be connected to the right people. I heard T.D. Jake said this week, glean behind the reapers. You got to glean behind somebody that's going somewhere. If you're not with nobody, honey, if they ain't trying to go nowhere prosperous, I don't want to be in that company. You got to be with the right people in the right leadership. You got to be where you can get cultivated and built up, not torn down. You got to stay with somebody that's going somewhere. You can't hang around slacking. You can't hang around nobody that ain't depositing life. If it's unfruitful, get out of there. It got to be fruitful and producing life in this season. It got to be, because if it's not, then Jesus ain't there.
All right.
He ain't there. You got to be with the right people, right connection in this hour. It's important. It's important,
Amen.
My sister. Very important.
We can't make it without each other, but you got to be connected to the right people.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So within closing, it's about 9, a little bit like 9:40 at this point. would anyone? I know we're all laughing because, you know, Spiritual Sunday is from 7 to 9, you know. But it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, Father.
We are praying on God's time.
That's right.
Amen.
There's no time limit for that.
I think we're going to have to extend this show a little longer.
Like a plan, sir. Boss?
We're going to have to extend this a little longer.
Yo, that sounds like a plan.
It sure does.
Make it happen.
No, we're going to make it happen. It's not going to be a
I
problem.
Know that's right, sir.
Well, I just want to thank everyone for calling in, and all the callers and listeners. Our special guest, her call has dropped, and because we are in the archives at this point, she cannot call back in.
Okay.
So I just want to thank everyone, you know, for calling in, for all your continued support. You know, I thank the callers and the listeners. And this is DQ Power Spiritual Sunday's first show of the New Year's. And
Amen.
I just want to say it was amazing. It was amazing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It was amazing.
Amen.
So we are here at, go ahead, I'm sorry. We're here at GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. That's every Sunday from 7 to 9. You know, hopefully, you know, got to speak to the boss about extending some time here. Got to speak to the boss about that, you know.
Amen.
But if anyone,
no,
in closing,
no
is, oh, thank you, sir.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Amen. See, we ham not cause we ask not.
All right now.
It'll be extended by next week and it'll be extended.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you so much. So in closing, does anyone have any final remarks that they want to say?
I just
say
glory to God for
you.
All things.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Amen.
Okay, so I believe there was a song.
I just want to say thank you again. That's it. I just really, really,
yeah.
You guys put a smile on my face, allowed me to cry and now smile.
God,
thank you.
Amen. Amen.
God,
bless the Lord.
God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank
yes.
you.
Lord.
Our God, child.
That's right.
all God. Everybody as well.
I'm sorry, Shelly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I just want to say thank you to everybody as well, and I'm going to get a relationship with God. Yes, Shelly is.
Amen.
I'm going to do
Amen.
That.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And you know, if there's anything that we can do. You know, I say we, you know, we have a, you know, we at GQ Palace, and we do have a lot, you know, of spiritual leaders, you know, that are here, and we can, you know, easily put you in connection, you know, with anyone, you know, just say when you're ready, you know, just say when you're ready. It's all up to you, you know, but I'm going to ask, you know, that you know, do it soon. You know, there's nothing wrong with having that relationship. You know, once you have that relationship, you'll be able to see your walk, your talk, your smile. Everything will be different. You know, everything
will
be different.
Amen.
You know, but we definitely thank you, you know, for, of course, being, you know, a supporter of GQ Palace. So with that being said, I wish everyone a happy and safe, I'm going to say productive week. And, we look forward to speaking to all of you next week, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday, starting at 7. We will have a special guest that will be coming on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, Shelly, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. All right. We do have a caller. I'm sorry, everyone. We have a caller we're going to bring on, okay?
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Shirley Green.
Sister Green, how are you?
I am fine. Lavinia, I was on the line for about maybe an hour, and I didn't press one because I just wanted to listen to see, and it was just so touching and overwhelming. I had to press one, and I thought I was late, but someone did come on. God is good.
Yes,
and he
is.
Said, I explained to him what happened. He said, well, I'm going to put you on ear. I said, just tell Lavinia this. He said, no. So now I'm on ear with you, Lavinia. And girl, you just don't know what this has done for me. Yes, I know we are late, so what I will do next Sunday,
mm-hmm.
I will come on and have my testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you know, we are in the archives, and you did press one at a very good time, I must say, because we were about to, we were about to end the show. But if you want to share your testimony while you're on the air, you can.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you no. You know, I'm going to say if you want to share your testimony, then you can share your testimony. It's up
and
to you.
It's so funny. Something was telling me not to press that one. And I stayed online for a long time. And then all of a sudden I just pressed one. But I just want to say, I have been in church for years and years and years. All of a sudden, I just stopped going. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But it was just something, I guess, happened in the church. Just, like, knocked me out of the church. I went to another church. I am at the church, but I'm not happy. So I'm back at square one. I am home. But after this conversation with, you know, listen to everyone online, I have to find someone church and get back in.
Amen.
Y'all just don't know how overwhelming I am by just sitting here listening and the comments and, you know, y'all ministering to the two young ladies. I'm just say God is good. Yeah. And I just want to say I will be in someone's church real soon.
Amen.
Praise God. Would anyone like to give any words of encouragement?
Absolutely. Are you going to go first, Minister?
Well, you know they have this thing, they say ladies first, you know.
That's
so
right.
Well,
they throw you under the bus, you volunteer.
Sister Shirley, I'm so glad you came on because it's not by chance. And, you know, your testimony is going to bless a lot of people because so many people today have been hurt. I want to say to you, my sister, on behalf of the body of Christ, I want to say I'm sorry because, you know, we can't take for granted. It could have been me. I could have been in one in the midst, but I'm sorry. I want to tell you first, and I'm sorry that you were turned off from fellowshipping with your brothers and sisters because the Bible lets us know, forsake not the assembling together and
that's
the purpose
cool.
in which we come together. We come together to build one another up, not tear one another down.
Mm.
And what I want to say to you is that what you have in you, I need it. So I can't tell you I don't need you because I need you. You are essential to the body of Christ. What God has purposed you for, the gift that he's given you, it is essential to the body of Christ. And where he sends you, you make sure you let your light shine. Don't succumb to the atmosphere, but you be the light in the dark place. If they light, you act right. You let your light shine. You say, well, if they act right, well, listen, maybe God sent you there to show that love and to tell them and to help them get back in their place. Help them to get back where they need to be because somewhere they got lost. And see, they think they're right. They think they're doing it right. But somewhere they got sidetracked and started a selfless work and not a righteous work. And so we need each other. So I'm glad that you're going back because you're needed in the body of Christ. You're needed in the house of God to build. To build one another. We are kingdom builders. We are the kingdom builders. We represent the kingdom here on earth. You understand? And when we understand that and understand who we are and understand what we bring to the body of Christ, then nobody can knock you down when you know what you bring. But that's understanding who you are and what God has purposed you for. But you got to know it. And you got to be under the right leadership so that they can cultivate the gift in you and so that you know what God has purposed you here for.
Amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. I'm not gonna piggyback on what my sister said because I'm kind of big. I'm gonna stand alongside of her and say this. Amen. I don't want to hurt nobody. I'm gonna stand alongside her and say this. Although this was your testimony, sis. This here is some. This message is for a whole bunch of folks that's listening in right now.
Yeah.
One of the things that causes people to fall away from the faith and fall away from the relationship with God is what happens on in the church.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not a perfect place, folks. It's not a perfect place. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Stop looking for it. That thing does not exist. Not in this life. It ain't because we got imperfect people up in that church. But what I will say is that what this is a testimony to us maintaining our relationship with the Lord and not allowing anything.
Yes.
Paul says, I won't let nothing separate me from the love of God.
Jesus.
Not a single thing. Anything that may come up against it, principalities, whatever, shall nothing separate me from the love of God that exists in Christ Jesus. And that's a challenge for us, because it's easy for us to get discouraged behind church folk.
Yes, it is.
Behind church folk. But we got a relationship with the Lord, and our relationship from the Lord allows us to overcome church folk. Amen. Because it ain't about us and the church folk. It's about us and the Lord. That's who I go to church to see. Not who's sitting on my left. Not who's sitting on the right. Not who's sitting in the pulpit. Amen. Not who's sitting in the pulpit. I come to see Christ.
Amen.
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 Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And a lot of times, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this one. I get in trouble for this one. This is really it. It's religious folks stuck in their religious tradition that's hurting one, and that's what it is.
Because
if you were really Christ-like and you were really Christian, you'd be doing it like Jesus was doing from the very beginning. But because we're stuck in our ways and we're stuck in the way we think it ought to be and not following really what God wants us to be doing, we're stuck. And you're hurting the people of God in the process. Get unstuck. We really need to get Christ-like. Because it's religion that has messed up the people of God. It's religion. Call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We need Jesus back in the house. Jesus back in the house. And then the latter temple, what Haggai said in Haggai the second, then the latter temple would be more glorious than the first when Jesus is back in the house. Get your house cleaned out. And I ain't talking about no building. I'm talking about you, the individual church folk, us, the body of Christ.
Sis? Here's another thing that goes along with that. That scripture I heard earlier about the restoration, that won't happen. That ain't going to happen until you restore properly with the Lord.
Come on here.
Amen. Now, I'm sorry. If the locust ate it up and you ain't right in the right standing relationship with God, guess what? It ain't coming back to you. You got to get right with the Lord first in order for you to receive that restoration.
Glory to God.
Now, Sister Jean, I just want to add to that, you know, your testimony alone is going to help a lot of people. So many people have went through a similar situation, you know, where something happened and they, you know, went to another church. A lot of people go through it. It's just what usually happens is, you know, sometimes when they go through it, they don't go back into church. So they tried another one and wasn't happy, so they don't go back.
Right.
You know, the fact that you can say that, you know what, I'm going to go back, you know, that is a strong statement by itself, you know, and I just want to thank you for sharing, you know, your testimony, you know, with us, because your testimony is going to save a lot of people as well.
Amen.
All right. Thank you.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Amen.
A whole lot of people. That's
so what we're going to do is we're going to close the show. I don't want us to get cut off, so which would not be a good thing. But we are going to close the show, and like I said, I look forward to speaking to all of you next week, starting at 7 p.m. Well, we will have a special guest on, but everyone is more than welcome to call in every Sunday or whatever Sunday you can find it in your schedule to call in. Please call in. You can also listen to it online as well. You will not be able to press one to go on the air online, but if you do call from your phone, you can listen. And then if you choose to go on the air and press one, please do. GC Palace Spiritual Sunday, we allow people to call in and give their testimony, say what they're thankful for, as well as play gospel music. And any of our leaders are able to give words of encouragement, or if a caller wants to give words of encouragement, we just encourage everyone to stay encouraged. And, you know, to definitely look out and speak to someone. You know, you never know if the person right next to you, you know, is in need of, you know, encouragement. So please make sure that you guys do encourage people. And with that being said, It was a great show for the our first show of the new year. And I was feeling a little under the weather, but I have to say I do feel much better. You know, I love
so
Spiritual
better.
Sundays. Yes. No. So with that being said, we're going to close the show with CeCe Winans. It's called Mercy Said No. That's our closing song that we're going to go out to tonight. And we thank everyone and have a blessed and safe, productive week. And we look forward to speaking to everyone next week. God bless.
Amen.
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 Still a war.